This was news. What was stolen? Georgie asked.
A pendant set with an aquamarine.
I remember it, I said, surprised. There was a lot of nice jewelry in that case.
Indeed.
Mr. Truzillo nodded.
But nothing else was taken, though they could have cleaned out the entire display with no extra effort. The thief had access to everything in the case, yet took only the pendant. There were several more valuable pieces left untouched.
Abraham took a breath.
Could I ask you to either allow someone to go through the Novak family archives, or would you be willing to do so yourself? To look for anything that might shed some light on the pendant.
Isn't that something the police should do? Georgie stepped a little closer to me. I felt like I had a protective big sister hovering over me.
Perhaps in cases where the value of what was taken was greater, yes,
Abraham replied.
But the police are hesitant to put more resources than they deem necessary toward this particular scenario. They believe the perpetrator to be one of our own staff, or one of your own staff. Someone who knows the Novak family history and might want the pendant for personal reasons.
But the pendant wasn't necessarily Novak property, I ventured.
That's true, but it is likely, given that the manifest contained only a small amount of jewelry and the pendant was not listed as cargo. Also, none of the history we have of the sailors on board points to families of affluence.
Even if they had the means to own such a gem, Georgie ruminated, why would they bring it on board a ship?
A good question,
Abraham agreed. I don't mind looking, I said. Martinius's office is full of interesting stuff. I suppose someone will have to go through it sooner rather than later. Abraham nodded and put his damp hat back on his head.
Thank you. Would you call me should you find anything?
Sure. He gave a nod and reached for the door.
I won't keep you any longer. I can sort the details out of any insurance business with Marion. No need to trouble you with that.
Thanks, Abraham.
Least I can do.
He turned to leave. Do you mind if I ask? Georgie said quickly. How the thief broke in?
Through the back alley access, the same one the staff uses.
Abraham paused, his hand on the door.
Just walked right in.
His face paled as though saying the words out loud made it even more embarrassing. His shoulders stooped, and he seemed aged and weary.
I've never seen anything like it in all my days. I am very disappointed in my staff. I just don't know who to direct my ire on. The police are arranging to question everyone. It's most disruptive, as you can imagine. Most upsetting, I'm sure.
Mr. Truzillo, is there any green space by the back door? Perhaps a little garden or a patch of bare ground? He looked bemused, but nodded.
There is, actually. Why?
His face changed expression as a breeze of understanding blew across it.
Oh, for footprints?
Yes, exactly, said Georgiana, face smooth as butter. I had to bite my cheeks to keep from smiling.
There were a few dirty marks, but unfortunately not enough to leave a full footprint, so they weren't a lot of help to the police.
What a shame, she intoned.
Yes, well.
Abraham readjusted the hat on his head and flicked the brim with his finger, sending a little spray of droplets into the air.
I've taken up enough of your time this afternoon.
He nodded at me.
Do let me know what you find, Targa.
I will. We said goodbye, and he headed out into the rain. I closed the door behind him and leaned against it. My eyes found Georgie's.
Up for a little after-dark investigation?
She asked, one fine eyebrow twitching up mischievously. I smiled at my friend. I almost pity the fool. Now let's get you packed and ready for tomorrow.